Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Little Aerosmith kick off the 3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman Crowder and Solana program. I am a big fan when basketball season rolls around because I get more texts from my son than I do during any other time of the year. Just got one from him. Coby White is out. So if you were planning on playing any Coby White props tonight in the Bulls game, he is out. And he and DJ just texted me, every Bouzelis over is going up tonight. So bet your Matas Bouzelis overs tonight if you want to cash in, according to DJ Hockman. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us this hour. And so we'll talk some basketball with him as the season gets underway. You will hear the Heat game tonight on this very radio station. Preheat begins at 5:45. 5:45, Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you ready. And then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight. The game tips off at 7 p.m. in Orlando. You can watch the game tonight on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. All right. Can we say why you're in Houston, Crowder?
Yes, no problem.
All right, tell us why.
We are interviewing Kevin Durant tonight, and we're waiting. We have a soft yes from Vince Young.
Wow. Well, KD is the interesting one to me because he doesn't do a ton of relaxed stuff like that, does he? Kind of along the lines of where I was saying Michael Jordan and Eddie Murphy are very judicious in their exposure. Kevin Durant is pretty judicious the same way.
Yeah. No, we were surprised. We've been asking him for a while. He's real good friends with Michael Beasley, which I think, you know, I think Mike.
So he watched the Pivot episode when Beas was on and was like, okay, it's a friendly.
Great episode with Beas.
Yeah, yeah. So, this is all speculation. I don't know what happened, but I think that had something to do with it where he hit Beas and he's like, nah, man, dude's cool. Laid back is a laid back environment. So I think that has something to do with it. But yeah, we've asked him in person about 3 or 4 times and then actually finally went through.
You think it'll happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure KD will happen. It's funny. We're waiting for Vince Young when KD's confirmed. That's the weird part.
Well, I always get a kick out of that. It's like, you know, we have Andrew Whitworth coming on Thursday night for Thursday Night Football, and he's there at the exact time. And then George Richards makes us wait 35 minutes because he was at Flanagan's. Hey, what's wrong with this picture, Richards?
Yes, yes.
Let me do, before we get into hoops, let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And Game Day Uncensored Sunday will begin at 9 a.m. with Alejandro Solana and Brendan Tobin, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, a cast of thousands getting you ready for Miami and Atlanta. So the latest line right now is Miami plus 7.5. You know Darren Waller is out. Listen, it all adds up. You know, you start looking at, okay, no Tyreek Hill, no Darren Waller, already playing shaky. Like, you're relying on guys. Jaylen Waddle had one catch for 15 yards last week. One catch, 15 yards. I don't know whose fault that is, but that is the stat. One catch, 15 yards. So I don't see a way that the Dolphins cover that line, but I am looking at some of the player props that are posted. Would you like to know the Bijan Robinson rushing prop? It has been posted.
90.
Solana?
101.5.
I was going to guess 101. It's 94.5. And that seems low to me. I feel like he could get that in the first drive. Because why would you do anything else? Why wouldn't you just let Bijan Robinson run all game long?
Well, they do this. I was watching that Buffalo game. They do this thing where he lines up like next to the quarterback and Pennis just turns around and throws in the ball real fast. So it's a pass.
Interesting. So it's almost receiving yards.
They use him like Devon Achan, in other words. Yes. They use him a lot in the slot. A lot of just non-traditional running back stuff with Bijan.
Yeah. It's a terrible matchup. To your point, Hawk, when you were saying it.
I mean,
their front four was getting after Josh Allen. And I know they lost, but their front four can rush our offensive line. Can't block university schools team. They have a great running back. We can't stop the run. They have Drake London. They have Kyle Pitts. They have a bunch of receivers. We have backup corners. The matchup of this game is terrible.
I think they have the best defense in the NFL, or one of the best defenses in the NFL.
And Raheem Morris is the defense. He was the Super Bowl winning DC at the Rams. He has a lot of exotic blitzes. Our linemen need LASIK. This is a terrible matchup for the Dolphins.
Because I think sometimes also we're forgetting just how bad the Browns are. Not that Myles Garrett isn't a great player, but Dylan Gabriel was the quarterback who picked them apart. And I'm not telling you Michael Penix is anything special because I haven't seen anything special from him. But to your point, they've got Bijan Robinson and they've got Kyle Pitts and Drake London and like
weapons.
You look at the Cleveland game and you go, Cleveland ran roughshod over this team, and Tua had no answers to anything. I just, I understand the NFL, there's ups and downs, but man, I'm having a tough time getting to the spot where I think they can somehow hang with them.
They had trouble tackling Rico Dowdle, and they had trouble tackling Judkins. Bijan Robinson, no exaggeration, is the hardest person to tackle in the NFL. Hardest running back, best running back, strongest running back. They're going to have trouble getting this man on the ground on Sunday.
They're ranked second in the NFL in team defense. They've allowed the second least amount of yards through week 7.
Yikes.
Than any team. The only team better than them is the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But they've only allowed 12 touchdowns. And look, I mean, their schedule, they got blown out by the Panthers, which is probably the worst team they played. They only gave up 6 points to the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy didn't play, I don't think, in that game or left the game early, but he had a pretty bad game. Other than that, their schedule, honestly, has been pretty impressive. They beat the Bills on Monday Night Football. They did lose to the 49ers, but they had the Buccaneers to open up the season. They played them tight, only lost by 3. This defense is good.
Yeah, no. They're not a bad team.
Yeah.
Cleveland was a bad team. That's the part where I'm going, 7.5 just doesn't seem like enough points to me to jump on the Dolphins there.
I have, in fantasy, my two Genty and Walker from Seattle. They're both on byes, so I had to get another running back to start. I took Algiers, the backup of Bijan. I think Bijan will be out by the fourth quarter.
Right. This is a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game.
I don't go with that narrative a lot, but I'm kind of on that train with this Falcons game. It just doesn't match up well at all.
What are we hoping here? That Tua and the offense just happens to be having a game where they are clicking?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have that potential. I mean, we had Omar on yesterday. He's like, I'm not ready to close the book on Tua. I'm not either. All I know is the part that I'm at is in kind of like the mental zone. If you couldn't come off that Chargers debacle and the post-game press conference debacle with a fiery performance, like, I don't know, better than a 3 QBR, if you couldn't come off that week with something special, then, I just don't understand what could transpire this week. Other than Darren Waller being placed on injured reserve, what could transpire this week that's going to make you think they come out as a team on a mission Sunday? Like, if they haven't been on a mission the last couple of weeks, how could they not? Like, what makes you think they're going to be some sort of team on a mission on the road this week? I just don't see it.
To make matters worse, best passing defense in the NFL. The Atlanta Falcons through week 7, 141 passing yards allowed on average. They've only allowed 7 passing touchdowns this season.
Well, we just put Darren Waller on IR, so checkmate. I don't know how, but checkmate. Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, and more. We're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. To enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register to win right there. Headlines with Solana, sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
How about this, Hawk? I don't know if you care about this type of stuff. I don't think you do, but I happen to be fascinated with little tidbits like this. According to Shams Charania, the NBA will return to painting Larry B., Larry O'Brien, the trophy at center court, and the final script logo on home team's floor for NBA Finals starting this upcoming season. I realize we just started the NBA, so we're ways away from the NBA Finals, but they haven't done this since 2009. This isn't going to be that stupid little AI green screen graphic that they tried to throw in there. Nobody realized that it was so plain last year because people were mad on Twitter. They're going to paint the damn Larry O'B on the hardwood.
Yeah, it's such a non-thing for me, but it became this Twitter sensation last season to crap on the NBA Finals presentation. It outraged people. There wasn't enough bells and whistles. There weren't enough graphics. It looked like an ordinary television broadcast. So they go, okay, we'll paint the trophy back on the court. There you go. Get off Twitter. I mean, fine. Touch grass. I don't understand why that became a thing last season.
Because they roll out these lavish courts for the NBA Cup, which, by the way, I'm a fan of. But then the NBA Finals comes around, and it's like a regular season game. And you know what? Another thing. Don't stop there. Adam Silver, the coaches should be in suits for the NBA Finals. Enough of these polos that they're all wearing. The coaches should be in suits, tie, T-shirt. Let's look like the NBA again, all right?
Well, that I could co-sign on. I like watching the coaches in suits. I liked when the NFL had coaches in suits. Mike Ditka used to wear a suit on the sidelines. I want to see Mike McDaniel in a suit and tie on the sidelines with his tapered pants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Last night in the NBA, you had the Durantula making his appearance. You know, Kevin Durant has like 17 nicknames.
How many did he end with?
Ooh, 20. I have it written down right here. 28, I believe.
I forget what his total was last night. That big dude, that big white dude had a game.
Chet Holmgren?
No.
Alpi Şengün?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good.
Şengün. Man, that guy's a monster.
Yeah, Şengün is legit. Kevin Durant ended with 23 last night. His total might have been 23 or 24 and a
right.
half, if I remember. But Oklahoma City took double overtime, and they had ring night. They raised the banner. They did the little performative selfie picture in front of the banner. I don't know if you saw that.
They were all touching the banner as it went up into the rafters. That was kind of cool.
New era. But they got it done in overtime, and it was SGA, Finals MVP, MVP from a season ago, who turned it on in the fourth quarter and took over that game, was able to win one for the defending champs. And then the Warriors, they beat the Lakers. Luka had 43, and it was nonstop and ones from Luka last night, just pretty much putting the team on his back, while LeBron James, very well-dressed LeBron, on the sideline, looked on with his pain in the ass, keeping him on the sideline.
Well, you know, he's observing. He's observing
Correct.
To see what the Lakers do
Correct.
While he's there to decide what his future is. That's the word on the street. Heat tonight are 8.5-point underdogs in Orlando. I think that went up. Wasn't it like 7?
7 or 6.5
Yeah. They're 8.5-point underdogs tonight in Orlando.
Kalau Ware being questionable game time decision certainly factors into that because Miami, no joke, if Kalau Ware doesn't play tonight, and Bam or Nico, knock on wood, were to suffer an injury, nothing major, but they have to kind of sit out for the rest of the game. I mean, those are your two frontcourt players right there. If Kalau Ware doesn't play, remember, they waive Precious Achiuwa, and I don't think you're going to go with two-way Vlad Golden in game one of the season. So the Heat are stretched thin in the frontcourt.
What about Triple J?
Yeah, I mean, you could go small ball, Triple J, Nico, Simone Fontecchio, like any of those guys could play up, but those guys aren't bigs.
Anybody interested in Zion Williamson props for tonight?
Passes out because he lost too much weight too fast.
Pelicans are in Memphis. Zion Williamson over under is 25.5.
You know, I think I'd go over because he usually comes out crazy.
When he's in shape and not dinged up, that dude is the MVP.
You go too far always.
Bulls are 3-point dogs at home to the Pistons, but more importantly, Matas Buzelis over under is 16.5. Duncan Robinson for your Detroit Pistons is 12.5.
Oh,
how about that? That's the matchup I'm looking for. Buzelis with Duncan D'ing him up. Holy mackerel. Oh, my God. What channel is this on?
If Duncan gets back to dropping threes at a record level, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. I would bet his under tonight if I I think Duncan's a comfort guy. And I think he was very comfortable in Miami. And I'm interested to see how it plays out on a new team, new city.
He has a very plug-and-playable game, you would agree.
Yes, but I think he's a comfort and environment guy. And I think Jimmy Butler especially made him very comfortable.
But does Spo make people comfortable? Because he's very stern and untactful.
I think Jimmy Butler did. I really do. I think Jimmy Butler, you know, we talk about who's the contract that Ryan Fitzpatrick made someone a ton of money. It was a receiver that season. Devontae Parker. Yeah, Devontae Parker. Oh, yeah. I think Jimmy Butler made Duncan Robinson a lot of money.
Yeah, and the Heat don't have somebody like Jimmy Butler to attract the attention, get into the paint. Yep. It's true. I mean, it's more difficult to play when you don't have somebody like Jimmy who can get to the paint at will and kind of bring in that defense when you're a perimeter player.
Isn't that Norman?
Well, I don't think Norman Powell, he can get into the paint at times depending on if he has a favorable matchup against him. He'll hunt for mismatches, but he's not get to the paint at will guy.
Well, regardless, I have to put more money in my account, and I got a ton in there. I've been on a heater. I got to put more money in to bet all these Matas Buzelis overs.
Bro, they're legitimately expecting him to be. I don't want to say cornerstone, but
no, he's got to be it.
Leap, yeah. Massive leap. Yeah.
Over under on threes made is 2.5 for Boozy. Rebounds for Lil Boozy Vert is 4.5.
Bulls play the Pistons, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, 3-point home dogs. Pistons are favored in Chicago. And
the Bulls are destined for a 10 seed again this year.
They're the most average, ordinary team that you could put together. It's really ridiculous. It's almost like they embrace that.
Aren't they better than the Heat?
No. I think they're the exact same. You know, because you look at it on paper and you go, listen, if Vucevic does this and Josh Giddey does this and Buzelis breaks out, like there's all these ifs that you're doing with the Heat as well. Like, I think they're almost the same kind of team.
That's fine, and I'm not saying the Heat are on another level than Chicago. Most people expect them to play in the play-in tournament again for the third straight season. What roster would you – I guess Hawk's going to say the Bulls because he
are
loves Matas
Buzelis. Are you kidding me? Kobe White and Matas Buzelis? Get out of here. Did you see what Josh Giddey did last season? Come on. That's even a question? If you gave Eric Spoelstra that Bulls roster, NBA Finals. What?
Okay.
They're the same team.
There's good news out of Fort Lauderdale, just to wrap up headlines here. You know, Inter-Miami is going to play their first playoff game on Friday night. They host Nashville, best of three. They have home field. And Messi didn't practice yesterday, so there were a couple people a little concerned about that. But it's reported that he reported today for practice, and he was a member of training. So that's good news. And World Series Game 1, Blue Jays, Dodgers, Friday night in Toronto. That's an 8:08 p.m. first pitch.
All right.
Your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. Happens to be a gorgeous afternoon here in Miami. Still hot and humid, but not too cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Somebody says on the chat, Bulls are better than the Heat. WTF is Solana talking about? But then somebody responds with that, is the Bulls are better than the Heat now? That happens to be two equal teams. I think on paper, though, I think you'd rather have that Bulls roster.
I really think you should reconsider that. Tyler Hero's an all-star. Bam Adebayo's an all-star. And Norman Powell would have been an all-star last year
in
the West.
We're doing the would have been an all-star?
He led the Clippers
in scoring. Matas Buzelas was in the dunk competition.
So was Jaime Jaquez Jr., and he hasn't dunked since.
Well, both of them stunk in it. It was terrible. Jim Larrañaga makes his triumphant return to the program in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Well, Jim Larrañaga has returned to the show on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Head coach of the University of Miami basketball program for over a decade, he revitalized college hoops in Coral Gables. None of us will forget. Even Crowder, who's a Gator, none of us will forget that magical Final Four run just a couple of seasons ago. So welcome back to the show, Coach. We missed you.
I missed you guys and really enjoy being on the air. I really appreciate, Hawk, you, because I kept texting you, calling you, and asking you when you're going to bring me back. And then you hit me up at like 12:30 this afternoon and said, how about today at 3:30?
That's how we operate on this show. I always operate as if there's 20 seconds to go in the game and we got to come up with a new play. Did you?
Well, that's what you did because I was scrambling.
Were you?
I love listening. I was listening because you said Michael Jordan told a great story last night on the opening night, but I couldn't watch. I couldn't listen. I was at the University of Miami Law School speaking to the Citizens Board and the University of Miami Law School students and some alums. And so tell me, what's this great Michael Jordan story that he told?
I'm glad you asked. I will give you a very abbreviated version of it. Michael Jordan was being interviewed by Mike Tirico. And Michael Jordan, you know, for those my age, Crowder's age, your age, Michael Jordan was the NBA on NBC, right? I mean, he was the spine that kept it all together because he was the NBA back then. So he's part of the broadcasts in a very ancillary fashion. He's going to tell stories and do interviews. So Mike Tirico sat down with him last night, and Crowder maintains it was wildly uninteresting and that his eyes were closing. I grew up in Chicago, so I'm a giant Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is my athletic hero. Walter Payton, Michael Jordan, those are my two athletic heroes. I could listen to him say anything. But Mike Tirico asked him a story, and he said, when's the last time you've picked up a basketball? And he said, it's been years. I just don't pick up a basketball. And Mike Tirico said, why? And he said, well, you know what? I take that back. At the Ryder Cup, I got an Airbnb. And the owner of the Airbnb came by to take some pictures with his grandkids, and he has a basketball court out in the back. And he said, let me get a picture of you taking a free throw back here. And Michael Jordan said he was so nervous because he's Michael Jordan, and those kids want to see him make the free throw. And he said, I haven't picked up a basketball in years, and so I was nervous. I was legitimately nervous taking that shot. And Mike Tirico said, well, did you make the shot? And what did he answer, Crowder?
What did he say?
What do you think?
What do you think?
I know what he said. He said, what do you think?
What do you think? And I thought it was a great story. I thought it was a great example of why Michael Jordan is a champion, a guy who will never be replicated, which is even in that instance, with a couple of kids watching, his drive to be perfect, to never fail, is unparalleled in anyone we've ever seen in sports. And I would submit to you, which I submitted to Crowder, I would submit that if he was in the backyard by himself with no one around, he'd be hesitant to shoot a free throw because he doesn't want to miss a free throw. And he knows as he gets older, he might miss a free throw in an instance where he wouldn't before. And I thought it was a great example of why MJ is the greatest of all time. Crowder just figured, Coach, get that story out of your arsenal. It's boring.
Coach, I've heard you tell 20 stories better than that. And I took the story as Michael shot a free throw in front of some rich kids. That's not a good story to me.
Hey, I spoke to the law school last night. I had 5 stories better than that.
That's
one.
A great story. How dare you?
Thank you. Michael Jordan, he went to that foul line, and the level of confidence that guy has in himself, he says he was nervous. I think that's the part of the story because he wanted to make the story interesting. And he goes, oh, yeah, what do you think? That's because he knew before he ever launched. He'd probably been practicing for 3 or 4 hours.
Man.
He didn't want to miss the shot in front of those kids.
You guys are so cynical. I'm surrounded by cynical people. How dare you all.
But how about game one, though? The OKC double overtime, KD having a very solid game, 23 points. Sengun, what did he have, 39?
He was a monster. I hadn't watched him play that much. He was a monster. Do you think you're watching two of the, and I know your son coaches for the Clippers, are you watching the two class teams in the West there?
Well, I think they might be. I mean, Denver is also, my guy Bruce Brown is back with the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, you can't count Jokic out. He's, I think, the best player in the NBA and has been for the last 4 or 5 years. So the West is loaded. I like my Clippers. My son's team has a lot of good veteran players, and sometimes veterans can really lead the way. Sometimes they're a little bit too old, and they get banged up during the season. But why did LeBron sit out last night? You guys were talking about, like,
Glute. He's got a glute issue.
Sciatica.
What is he, 70 or what? That's my issue.
His booty hurts, Coach.
I didn't get a chance to see it, but you know, the Lakers are in a situation with Doncic. He scores 43, he lights it up, but you know, it's all going to come down to the NBA playoffs and who's healthy and who's not. You know, I watched the Heat against the Milwaukee Bucks, one of the first exhibition games. And they got Miles Turner now, the Bucks, to go along with Giannis. What a 1-2 punch at the 4-5 for them. So,
hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about the OKC, or really SGA. I saw Ime Udoka cuss out Ahmad Thompson for trying to guard SGA. We know what he's going to do. He's going to go down on the left elbow. He's going to do all that jerky dribbling, and he's going to pull up mid-range. KD fouls him in, I think, double overtime to put him on the line to win the game. Is there, like, how do you coach to stop that? Because he's done it now to an MVP season, and I watched him last night come back game one, the same spot on the court, and continue to do it to win games.
Okay, this is something I said to my players every single day for almost 50 years. I was like, every single player that's ever played the game loves to block shots and will jump if they think they can block your shot. So what you should do, shot fake. Mm-hmm. And if you shot fake, that guy's going to jump. You create contact and you go to the foul line. And that's the best way to score the ball. You're by yourself. That's why they call it free, a free throw. You shoot the free throw. You make the free throw. And you thank the guy for fouling you. I could never understand when a player got fouled, he'd get angry at the defender. I'd be thanking him. Oh, thanks for fouling me. These are an easy 2 points for me.
SGA shot faked KD into fouling out last night.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way you play the game. You control your defender. You got to be in control of yourself. Then you got to be in control of your defender. And if you're really one of the great players, you can actually control the other eight guys on the court with your ball handling and your passing. That's what Magic Johnson did. That's what Larry Bird did. And now you see guys like SGA. He's, you know, the next coming. He's a tremendous player.
What about the way the game has changed at the center position, Coach? You just talked about Joker. He's the best player, one of the best players in the league now for the past five seasons. We're looking at Chet Holmgren last night, who, sure, he's rim-running a little bit, and I think he put on some more size, but he's running around the perimeter. A lot of actions are being run outside on the perimeter for him. Şengün has that face-up game, but he can step out and knock down perimeter shots as well. Joker is a point guard, but he's 7-something, 300 pounds. He's lumbering down the floor. And then you look at a guy like Victor Wembanyama, who could be transcending the position. Do you like the way that the big man has changed from, you know, your era, where it was you got to have a post-up game, and you have to have the sky hook, and you have to have the dream shake in order to dominate the game as a big?
Yeah, there's no players like Kareem or Hakeem Olajuwon, Moses Malone, Kevin McHale. Those guys, they weren't out on the perimeter shooting threes. The NBA game, but even the college game now, has become five out. Everybody is a skilled player. Everybody's shooting threes. Everybody wants to be Steph Curry. And I'm like, you know, develop your own style, your own strengths, and make the game better for you. What too many guys are doing is they're taking on the persona of being a great perimeter player when they're only a very average perimeter player. And if you're 6'10 or 7 feet, or, you know, Victor Wembanyama, he can do a lot of things on the perimeter. But I would love to see some of these big guys develop into a Moses Malone or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or maybe the Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon. Those guys were unstoppable.
But Coach, wouldn't you not be able to keep up? Because if you get back to it, let's say there's another Shaq born. Shaq was unstoppable, in the paint. But if you're playing that 2-point game and then you're playing the Warriors who are playing the 3-point game, isn't the math not going to work out for you?
No, I was a math major. I know exactly how the numbers work out.
So
if I'm shooting 60% from two and I take 10 shots, how many points do I get? 60%, 6 out of 10, 2-point shots.
51.
18.
What? How many?
12 points.
12 points.
I went to you. I went to you.
Do you know how many guys, they shoot 33% from three. So they shoot 10 of them, they get 9 points. Okay, if they shoot 40% from three, they only tie the 2-point shooter at 12 points on 10 shots. But the best way to score in high school, college, in the NBA is get fouled, because you shoot a much higher percentage, especially the good shooters. They shoot such a high percentage from the foul line that it's almost automatic. And it used to be, I just talked to my former assistants about this. It used to be, to win a game on offense, you had to score 1 point per possession. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's every possession you average 1 point. Now it's 1.1. All the analytics say that in the NBA, if you only average 1 point per possession, you're losing.
Wow.
You got to be 1.1, 1.12, 1.15 to really be effective offensively.
Jim Larinaga.
The NBA is just starting. You got to get the tune in and watch the NBA on what is it?
NBC. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Jim Larinaga is going to join us every week during basketball season. We're going to have a lot more basketball to talk about. We're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to ask you real quickly, since the Heat opened tonight. When you were coaching, did you relish what Eric Spoelstra is going into this season with, which is expectations are nothing? Vegas has their win total at 37 for the season. Did you prefer entering a season under the radar, or would you prefer entering a season all eyes on you?
Well, in my mind, whether we were picked very, very high with high expectations or the expert said we weren't going to be very good, my own personal feeling was, no, we're going to be good, and we're going to outshine a lot of the people who might be picked higher than us in the preseason polls. You have to be driven as a competitor to believe every time you take the court, you can and will have a chance to win that game. And so whether we were playing Duke, the number one team in the country, or we were playing someone in the non-conference that was not highly regarded, we knew we had to prepare to be the best we could be that night. And so the Heat, I'm cheering for them. You know, I love Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. Been following the Heat since I came to Miami. And Orlando is very good and very talented. So, you know, you just got to hope that your team plays as well as it can that night.
You never paid attention to preseason polls in college parlance. You never paid attention to preseason polls.
Oh, I always paid attention to them, and I used them in my favor. So if we were picked low, like the year we went to the Elite Eight, we were picked 11th in our league. And I just told the team, no one knows how good we are except us. We know we're really, really good, and we'll show the world how good we are once this season starts. When we were picked very high in the league, I would say, everybody knows how good we are, but understand this. That means we got a target on our back, and everybody's going to be shooting at us and giving us their best effort. For us to then stay up on top and to meet expectation or exceed expectation, we've got to be at our best. Because, of course, we're like the Heat when LeBron and D. Wade were here.
Jim Larinaga.
Hold on, I got to ask. But, Coach, to that point, I know what you're telling the team, because I, you know, coaches, you got to get your team going. But you're up late at night watching film. Have you ever said, I got to coach my tail off this season? Let me get deeper in my playbook, because we can't out-talent people.
Oh, I said that no matter how good the players thought they were. I was like, these guys stink. I got to motivate them. I got to inspire them. I got to help them improve their skills. Oftentimes, how you motivate yourself, how you prepare yourself, is then how you deliver those messages to the team. You know, people don't respect us. We gotta show the world we're better than this.
That's the headline for the podcast, Solana. These guys stink. Yeah, who knows what he's referring to? Jim Larranaga.
Hey, thank you for bringing me back, guys.
Jim Larranaga, these
am
guys
Am I on
stink.
Next week
You
or
are
not?
On
Is
next week,
Wednesday?
Every Wednesday. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, Coach.
All right, because the college basketball season is just around the corner.
I know. We will be there before you know it.
We need to talk college hoops.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach L.
All right, guys.
There you go. Jim Larranaga. He is going to join us every week to talk NBA and college hoops once that's hot and heavy as well. You have a new Jay Wright, new coach for the University of Miami. So we'll have a lot to talk about this season with Coach L. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your body. To help you succeed, pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.